If you're waiting for a president, or really anybody in a position of authority, to come save you and make your life better and make all your problems go away, I've got some bad news for you today, and I'm going to share it in this episode. I'll see you there. Want to know what it really takes to build a thriving, profitable business from the ground up? Hey, I'm your host, Cody Burch, and this is the Cody Builds a Business podcast, your unfiltered front row seat to watching me build a seven-figure online business from scratch or die trying. Let's get started. Hey, Cody Burch here. Welcome to the show. I hope you had an awesome weekend. And we had a presidential election last week here in the U.S. I know most of my listeners are U.S.-based, so that should come as no surprise. I'm sure you saw the news in the last week. And hopefully you did your civic duty to get out there and vote for your candidate. And half of you are happy and half of you are not happy. And that's okay. And that's okay. And that's the point of today's episode, is about people in positions of authority. Now, we've had an interesting year for the Birches. Here's been our experience. I haven't talked about this yet on the show, but always feel like I can be vulnerable with people listening because it's just me in my office right now. Nobody's staring back at me. But my wife has an event production business. She helps entrepreneurs like me host amazing in-person, high-touch, incredible events, and she makes a great living doing them. And in fact, her business is such that she has about a year to a year and a half booked out already. That's how it was going over the, you know, going into January. We looked at our year and said, I've got this big event. And she had maybe 10 or 12 big events. And it was really a great income. And it was set up to be, without a whole lot more effort, her best financial year ever as a business owner. She's been running her business for a little bit longer than me, so about 5 years. And then COVID hit, of course. And all of a sudden, we lost all that income, all that potential went down the drain. And what we had to do is, like so many others, when a couple of pieces of key legislation got passed, I remember my dad said, Cody, you guys should apply for unemployment. She doesn't have a job anymore. You should apply for unemployment. And instantly I was like, Dad, come on. There's no way. First of all, we don't qualify. We never have. She's self-employed. I'm self-employed. Well, I might, because I'm technically an employee of my company, if that makes sense. She's a sole proprietor, LLC. And second thought, I said, we don't really need it. And then third thought, we did a little digging and thought, wait a minute, this will really help Christy, because this her business was completely submarined by some effort out of her control, a global pandemic, and then a government-wide shutdown of all travel, all hotels, all meetings, and things like that. And so for several months this year, there was like an extra unemployment benefit for people like her. And then that went away end of July, I think. And then now she's homeschooling our kids, which is a full-time job. If you're homeschooling your kids as well, you know it's not very easy. And so here we are, you know, 10 months later, or however long it's been. And if we had the mindset of, well, hey, the business shut down, a successful entrepreneur for 5 years is gone now, but at least the government's going to come in and save us. At least these checks that we're going to get are going to be more than we ever would have made. And that's even better, because I don't have to do any work and the government will take care of me. That's actually not the case. If you can imagine a very, very, very successful business now gone, it is nowhere near, the income is nowhere near being replaced by government checks for as long as that lasts, or until she, you know, if the kids go back to school or she's able to get back to work. And that's our situation. And it feels good to get that kind of off my chest and share that with you here today. But it's a reminder that nobody's coming to save us. And so regardless of your political influence or your political persuasions, and in any position of authority, there's nobody that's going to come save you. You are faced with your own problems, your own situations, and you alone can get yourself out of those. When I was working at my desk job at Advance Your Reach, I was there for like 11 years. And I, at some point, kept thinking like, well, gosh, if this guy, the owner of the company, could, you know, my financial security was in his hands. I'll just put it that way. So I didn't take control. I didn't feel like I had control. And that was a tough lesson to learn, because I wasn't in control. I wasn't in control of how much money I earned. I wasn't in control of my paycheck. I wasn't in control of my time off. I wasn't in control of anything. And that's true if you're any employee. That's not unique to my situation. And once I left and realized, wait, the harder I work, the better I do, the more interesting problems I solve for the more amount of people, the better my outcomes are. And it's not reliant on a boss or the mayor or the governor or the state legislature or the Supreme Court or the federal Supreme Court or the president, or, you know, I think you see where I'm going here. It's all on me. It's all on me. And so with that in mind, this week I did something like I always do. I had a funnel to build. I think 2 weeks ago, I sat down during a Monday night football game and I typed out all the Facebook audiences that I use to run ads, any niche, any product, any client. And if you'd like to see the funnel I made it Wednesday, so the day after the election. And so that funnel is at onehourads.com/audiences. and I'll link it up in the show notes as always. But on Wednesday morning, I took that Google Doc I had made about a week and a half before that by this point, hundreds of people had requested it personally. Can I please have it? Can I please have it? Can I please have it? But okay, this is proof that this is a high desire piece of content that'll help a lot of people. And if you want to see the funnel, you want to see the actual thing. And here's the funny thing. It's just a Google document. There's no fancy PDF. There's no cover page. I did go into Canva and mock up a 3D cover image that looks kind of cool. But when you get it, I just email you a link to a Google Doc that you can copy and take a look at. And it talks about me, a little bit about my story, and a link to the ad writing class. That's the whole point of that front end funnel, is to give away the audience checklist and then invite people to take the ad class for $37 and get them in the funnel that way. And I made the actual ClickFunnels funnel on Wednesday after the election. So here's what's happened since then. I have spent a whopping $192 on Facebook ads. I have had 107 people opt in for that funnel at $1.80 a piece. So I've spent $192 and I've made something like $150. So if you're in the math, you know, I lost $50, right? But that's okay, because that's not the point. I mean, these people, they're in the funnel, they're getting emails now, they're buying stuff, they might buy something else. I'm going to reopen the membership this week and see who wants to join that and who wants more support with their ads and their funnels. But I almost covered my ad spend on a little test since Wednesday of last week. And the cost per lead is going down, 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 down. In fact, today, it is $1.52. Ooh, the best ad set. There's only two ad sets. One of them is at $1.13 a lead, which is crazy. So that's really fantastic. That's happening. So the funnel itself is going very well. It has seen a 68% opt-in percentage. Now we're always shooting for above 20, maybe above 40 if we're feeling really crazy, but a 68% opt-in off of cold traffic, that's crazy. So I only wrote one ad, only have one image, only testing two audiences to one funnel with no variations. I haven't changed the email sequence at all. I don't have proof that it's really working, but my whole point is this. I didn't know what was going to happen in the election, and it didn't really matter either way. I'm not really going to be affected. I can't imagine a different, day for me. That's probably true for a lot of you listening too. I don't know how much your life is actually affected, whether you're a candidate one or not, unless you're in government or you make millions and millions of dollars, you might pay a little bit more in taxes. So I'm not sure how your life is affected for now, but we have control. So if you woke up feeling disappointed like so many people did, or woke up feeling excited like so many people did, that's great, but nobody's coming to save you. You're still faced with your own issues and your own challenges. And the flip side of that is you're still faced with your own opportunities to go out and do something interesting and solve problems for people and help people, just like I did this little funnel. So now I'm, I've spent about $40 net to get 100 new human beings into my universe and help them with their problem around Facebook ads. And some people are buying the ad class and some people are going to join the fam, and it's just great. So whatever idea you're sitting on, if you were like, well, I think I'm just going to wait until after the election. Well, next thing you know, it's Thanksgiving and wait till after Thanksgiving, after Black Friday, and then it's Christmas and then it's January. And then whatever your excuse is, February is Valentine's Day and March is spring break and April is whatever, daylight savings time. I don't know what happens in April. There's all these excuses that we can make, and it doesn't matter. Nobody's coming to save us. So anyways, hope that's encouraging to you and not discouraging. The intro was kind of dark and discouraging. I got bad news for you. Well, that's if you're sitting around waiting for the government or some person in authority to make your life tremendously better. You're a podcast listener. If you made it this far, odds are you are a smart cookie, because people that listen to podcasts on average earn way more than people that don't listen to podcasts. And so I'm assuming that you're optimistic and that you've got an idea you're going to publish this week. So if you want to see my funnel and hack my funnel, or you think the Facebook audience checklist would be of value to you, make sure you go to onehourads.com/audiences or click the link in the show notes and you can go check it out. Get the checklist yourself, see how I'm trying to ascend people through the funnel to the ad class, and there's upsells and order bumps and things like that. It's really fun. And early indications are it's working. And I got to be honest, I'm proud of myself for taking matters into my own hands and making it happen. So I feel like last week I went out and made it happen. I put a new machine out into the world to go get me clients and go get me customers and go help people and go add value. And you can do the same thing. Hope you have a great week, and I'll see you on the next episode.